Here's a question from the inbox. Pastor John, when it comes to giving 10% of my income to a church, my tithe, can I split the money and give, say, 5% to my church and 5% to a nonprofit Christian ministry? What would you say about splitting the tithe?
Well, my guess is that some of our listeners, as soon as they hear that question, would ask, do I even share the assumption that Christians have to tithe? So let me start there. No, the tithe, 10% of your income, is not a have to in the New Testament. The New Testament puts the life of the Christian on a new footing that is different from the Old Testament law. Paul said in Romans 7, verse 6, now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit, not the old way of the written code. So, for example, when Paul gives instructions about how we should give, he never instructs us to lay aside a tithe. He says things like, lay aside as each may prosper, 1 Corinthians 16:2. And then he says in 2 Corinthians 8:3 that we should give according to our means, as I can testify, and they gave beyond their means of their own accord. And 2 Corinthians 9:6, he describes the giving that God delights in. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So the point is not that we be governed by percentages. They're not mandated. Rather, we should be governed by lavish, sacrificial generosity that overflows freely and joyfully. So I've often said to my people over the years that a middle-class American who is only tithing is probably robbing God. In other words, we have become so accustomed to our Western prosperity and its ways of life that we think 5 or 10% is generous. Well, I hope it's clear when I say that tithing is not a have to, not a New Testament rule. I'm saying something like this. Suppose a football coach does not say to his high school team, everybody must get up at 5 o'clock every morning and run 3 miles so as to be fit for the maximum effectiveness of this team. But instead, the coach says, I want you to love this sport with all your heart, and I want you to give it all you've got this season. I want you to pursue maximum excellence and serve this team to make it as great as it can be. Now, which of those two ways of talking to the team sets the higher standard? The second way doesn't have any rules attached to it. The first one does. Up at 5 every day, 3 miles. Sounds pretty rigorous. I think the second word from the coach is the higher standard. It touches the heart of the team members. And if any of them uses the absence of rules to justify half-hearted allegiance to the team, he's simply not following the heart of this coach. And so it is with giving in the church. Now, having said all that, the stage should be set to answer the question, when we give of our resources to support the cause of the gospel, does God require that a certain percentage go to the local church? And of course, now, in view of all that we've seen, the answer is no. The question is not decided by rules and percentages. The question is decided by the largeness of your heart, the biblical centrality of the local church, and the wonderful value of other ministries. So yes, I do think the local church has a unique and special place in God's plan, and therefore a special claim on the giving of its people. Other kinds of ministries are wonderful, and I want them all to flourish. I'm involved in some. But the one institution in the world that is clearly rooted in the New Testament and in the gospel is the local church. If that institution fails, all other ministries become ineffective. Indeed, if the church fails, all other ministries become unbiblical. The church is the seedbed for ministries. The church is the place where the participants in those ministries find their nourishment and the biblical expression of their corporate worship. So, I think it is a good rule of thumb. Hear those words. I think it is a good rule of thumb to start your giving by tithing to the local church. And then giving over and above elsewhere. But that's not a rule. It's not a rule. It's not a mandate. You can't say, thus saith the Lord. It's not a requirement. It simply may be a helpful guideline. And of course, I know there are wealthy people who can't begin to tithe to their local church because it would be their tithe would be bigger than the church's budget.
Right.
And so there are obvious exceptions like that. But I prefer to put all the emphasis on let's be lavish in our generosity. Let's be sacrificial in our giving. Let's be loyal to our local church. And let's be far-seeing in our support for many ministries.
Yeah.
I think God will handle the percentages.
Yeah, amen. Thank you, Pastor John. I am, again, very grateful for the many financial partners that we have behind DesiringGod.org who make our work in this podcast possible in the first place. I know a number of our donors listen faithfully to the podcast, and I just want you to know that your generosity makes our podcast apps and our episodes possible. So thank you. And not only that, you also make our online home possible at desiringgod.org/askpastorjohn. And if you have any questions about this podcast, or if you want the apps, or if you want to send us a question of your own, go to that online home made possible by our donors. I'm your host, Tony Ranke, and we'll see you tomorrow.